Today is Tuesday, the 9th of December, in the second week of Advent.
This begins with a breath from the waters you blessed, pushing through the pain and blood into the arms of love. And your mother's face above. Before you came, she was afraid. In the night, she cried and prayed. Oh God, am I strong? To be the arms of love, to be the mother of this son. Oh, beautiful one, my child, my son, we rejoice. To generation, we rejoice and magnify the Lord.
Josh Garrels sings Shepherd's Song. As we prepare to pray with the scripture of the Good Shepherd today, let your mind settle on a field of sheep. Perhaps one you have seen recently, or go there in your imagination. Notice what draws your attention.
All like sheep have gone astray, but you will call them back one day. By the marks of pain and blood, back to the arms of love. The good father's face above. Oh, beautiful one, my child, my son, we rejoice.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost.
Today's passage is the well-known account of the Good Shepherd. As Jesus paints the picture, let us take an imaginative journey into Scripture to find a deeper meaning. Imagine the early morning light settling on a rugged hillside. Feel the warming breeze. Hear the scattered bleating of sheep. The rising birdsong. The shepherd counting quietly, recognizing the stance of each animal. The notices one is missing. You see his attention shift, not toward the 99, but toward the empty space. How does this moment reflect Advent, as God calls you towards the Incarnation? Perhaps you may recall times when you have felt distant, scattered, or unsure of the path. Perhaps there is a part of you that needs to be found. In Advent, God does not wait for us to make our way back. The Gospel emphasizes not the lostness, but the rejoicing when found. As you hear the passage again, notice how the Lord sees you and draws you to Him with joy.
What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost.
Thank you. In this time of prayer, talk with the Lord, with the Good Shepherd, about whatever is needed. O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.